بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Then in this last chapter, in which various ahadith on various subjects are discussed, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Al-humma min fayhi jahannam, fa'abriduha bil-ma'. That fever is from the intense heat of the fire of jahannam, so cool it down with water. There are various aspects of this hadith. That is, Hazrat Asma bint Abi Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anha, that sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, says that when people used to have fever, at that time they should cool it down by sprinkling water on the person. And Hazrat Asma, since she was the daughter, sister of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she was close to the family, very close, immediate family of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she had understood the hadith the correct way. Also, ulama have written that fever, which was in Saudi Arabia, Hijaz, Muqaddas particularly, that was a particular type of fever. Just like we have various types of epidemics which are particular to certain areas, and people of that area, the medical people of that area, are more expert in that field and they know how to treat it better. So this was a fever that was particular there, though the words are general, but it was referring particularly to that fever. Also, we know it's not a long time when we used to regard it as taboo that if a person has fever, that he comes in contact with water. But now, medically, if there are fevers which are advised that they should be dabbed with water, with cold water, and the fever comes down. So this is, ulama have written, there are various types of fevers and the causes for them are also different. But those fevers in which the dabbing of it with water is beneficial, then those fevers should be treated in that way. وعنها رضي الله تعالى عنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم said, من مات وعليه صوم. If a person dies and he has got some qaza rozas left, he did not keep all his rozas, like many a people, all their namazas are not made. Some people, they did not keep all their rozas. فَسَامَ عَنْهُ وَلِيُّهُ. Then that person, his next of kin, they should fast on behalf of him. This is the hadith that has come, that when a person passes away, he has passed away, and he did not keep all his rozas, then his close family members should keep rozas on his behalf. According to the majority of ulama, namely Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi'i, and Imam Malik rahimahumullah, they opine that it is not permissible that you can keep rozas on behalf of a person who has passed away. The fidya must be given. And however, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he gives permission that you can keep the rozas on behalf of that person. Just like with the namazas, if a person has got qaza namazas, then other people cannot read that qaza namaz on that person, on behalf of that person. Had he made wasiyah that his qaza namazas, the fidya should be given, then that fidya should be given from 1/3 of his estate. And if he did not make wasiyah, and the heirs, rightful heirs of their own choice, and ulama say in such a case, don't just take permission from them, but give them the share in their hands. And after that, if they wish that we want to pay the fidya for that person, then by all means they may do so. This hadith also shows that a difference of opinion amongst the four imams which we accept now. There were many more imams also, but Allah Ta'ala in His system and wisdom has brought the imams to the four, and we follow these four imams. And the view of which the Imam that we are following is that Roza we cannot, and even Namaz, somebody else cannot make Namaz on behalf of that person who has passed away. The fidya should be paid. And on all these matters in which the ulama, the Imams have already given their views, it is now for us to follow those views. However, new matters that arise, whether they are in the medical field, whether they are in the business field, then the muftis who have that capacity, they will engage themselves thoroughly in that matter, and they will come to a conclusion on what the ruling is of that matter.